Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Panama for a summit at which he's expected to have a historic encounter with Cuban leader Raul Castro. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez is traveling with the president and has this report from Panama City.
There is no formal meeting planned, but White House officials said President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro will interact. Earlier in Jamaica, Mr. Obama stopped short of announcing a U.S. government decision to take Cuba off its list of state sponsors of terrorism.
As you know, there's a process involved in reviewing whether or not a country should be on the state sponsor of terrorism list. That review has been completed at the State Department. It is now forwarded to the White House.
But the U.S. leader said a process still needs to happen, and he said he would not be making a formal announcement just yet. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
Visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who has arrived in South Korea, says the U.S. military is preparing to deploy new weapons in the region, but is not yet prepared to discuss deployment of an advanced missile defense system. After meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Carter told a joint news conference Friday that the deployment of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System was not on the agenda and that Washington was not yet at the point where it could discuss deployment of the system with anyone in the world. Somalia's government has placed bounties on the heads of 11 al-Shabaab leaders, including the militant group's top leader and the alleged mastermind of last week's massacre in Kenya. The largest reward of $250,000 is for the capture of al-Shabaab chief Ahmed Omar Ubaid. This is VOA News. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide car bomber targeted a convoy of U.S. forces Friday, killing at least four people and wounding 12 others. The attack took place near the airport in Jalalabad, capital of eastern Nangarhar province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A provincial police spokesman said the bombing victims were all Afghan civilians and that no U.S. soldiers were hurt. Elsewhere Friday, a roadside bomb killed at least 12 civilian passengers in Ghazni province. The Red Cross says it has made its first shipment of emergency medical aid to Yemen, where a Saudi-led campaign of airstrikes shows no sign of letting up. A cargo plane arrived Friday in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, carrying more than 16 tons of medical supplies, according to a spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross. The Red Cross and other aid groups have been trying for weeks to rush aid to the Gulf state, where Shiite Houthi rebels have been fighting forces allied with the country's president. Members of the Syrian government and some opposition groups concluded talks Friday in Russia with no signs of progress on how to end the four-year civil war. It was the second round of largely unfruitful Syrian peace negotiations hosted this year by Russia, a close ally of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Following the talks, opposition leader Qadri Jamil, who leads Syria's Popular Front for Change and Liberation, spoke of the need for a new international peace conference. Unseasonable rains and hailstorms have damaged wide swaths of crops in India, one of the world's biggest producers of commodities such as wheat. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
The rains lashed much of India through March, normally the time when dry weather and rising temperatures ripen the wheat crop, making it ready to harvest. Besides wheat, farmers growing vegetables, fruits and oilseeds also reported extensive damage due to the erratic weather. Officials estimate that about 9 million hectares have been affected across 14 states, many of them major food-producing ones such as Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh. In a country where millions depend on farming, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said compensation will be increased by 50% and will be given to those who have lost a third of their crop, higher than earlier limits. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
U.S. President Barack Obama says Washington is concerned China is using its sheer size and muscle to push aside smaller nations with claims to areas of the South China Sea. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.